You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Jesus was using our physical body to illustrate or explain to us eternal truth that is so crucial to our walk with God. You cannot walk successfully except you have a good eyesight. If you can close your eyes now for just a moment, did you know that what you will have is darkness? Your whole body will be full of darkness. You won't know whether to turn to the right or left. But if you open your eyes, light floods in. And so the eye is the gateway to light coming into our body. But Jesus was not talking about our body per se. He was just using it to illustrate to us that in our walk with him, it's important the state of our eyes is what is going to determine the light that we have. It's not the man of God. It's not that some people are more privileged. It is the quality of your eyes that will determine how you are full of light or whether you are full of darkness. A lot of people are full of darkness. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to turn to the right or to the left. They can't even hear God on the matter. They don't know how God is leading them. The problem is your eyes. Your eye must be good. But what exactly is that eye? I love the way King James puts it. It says, if therefore thy eye be single. Why would Jesus talk about that? But we have two eyes. Other version says, if thy eye be good, or if your eyes are good. But King James says, if thy eye be single. And I believe King James got it right. A good eye is an eye that is permanently focused only on Jesus. The reason believers do not have light is because Jesus is not their sole focus. They are focused on many things. Some people are focused on man of God. You know, somebody was talking to me the other time, and even though her man of God had died, everything she was saying had to do with having a dream and the man of God telling her what to do. Not the scripture. Everything was around the man of God. Some people don't know today that they are actually worshiping men in the name of man of God, man of God. Our call is to Jesus. Our eyes must be focused on him. I tell you, the moment your focus is on Jesus and on Jesus alone, you will see increasing light in your life. Things will become clearer. You will have direction. You will have knowledge. You will have clarity. You will have focus. You will know what to do. You will know where you are going. You will know what God wants to do with your life. Why? Because your eye, they are single. You know, if your eye, one is looking at this side and the other one is looking at the other side, you will lose focus. When they say focus, focus really means that your two eyes, they center on just one thing and they are looking at just that one thing. But that thing for us is the person of Jesus. That is where light comes. That is how to be full of light. And I tell you, without that, darkness is a default. Did you notice that? There is no dark bulb. There is no bulb to produce darkness. Every bulb, even when you want to have minimal light in a room, it is still light. Whether blue light, green light, that may not be as bright, it is still light. But you can't have darkness. You can't have a bulb and put that bulb and then it will produce darkness. Darkness is by default. That's why when you don't have the light of Christ, your life will be full of crisis, confusion. You won't even know what to do. You'll be so frustrated Brethren, we have not been called into anything but Jesus. We have not been called into denomination. We have not been called into money. We have not been called to men. We have been called only to Jesus. The moment your eyes become single and it is focused solely on Jesus, you will become full of light. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.